From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Search teams in the Mediterranean looking for the Egypt Air jet believed to have crashed into the sea as it approached Cairo on a flight from Paris. Early reports that the plane's wreckage had been located near a Greek island were incorrect. Egyptian Aviation Minister Sherif Fathi spoke about the use of the word missing in referring to the Egyptian airplane.
I'm only trying to be practical and use the terms that are used by airlines at this type of incidents. Until we find the wreckage of the aircraft, identify where it is missing.
Egypt Air jet with 66 on board disappeared off radar early Thursday. Plane's disappearance has renewed security concerns about months after a Russian passenger plane was shot down over the Sinai Peninsula. The Russian plane crashed in the Sinai in October, killing all 224 people on board. Egypt's military is carrying out operations against the Islamic State fighters in the Sinai. Information came from the top U.S. General Joe Dunford, who spoke with a small group of reporters aboard a military aircraft en route from Paris to the United States. U.S. military has started to see connections between fighters in the Sinai, once viewed as an isolated force, and the Islamic State militants across the Middle East. Nigerian Army says a second schoolgirl kidnapped by Boko Haram militants more than 2 years ago in a raid on her school has been rescued. Nigeria's military has been mounting an offensive since late April to flush out the rebel fighters. This is VOA News. Resuming talks aimed at ending the Israeli-Palestinian conflict will be the focus of a meeting next month in Paris. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told France's foreign minister Israel is opposed to the meeting, which France proposed out of frustration after negotiations to seek a two-state Israeli-Palestinian solution that collapsed in 2014. Secretary of State John Kerry will be representing the United States at the meetings.
It's not the failure of the United States or any other country to bring people back to the table. It's the failure of those countries themselves to make the decision to come back to the table.
Despite past failures to reach a Middle East peace accord, Secretary Kerry said resuming the process remains a high priority and that he and President Obama are deeply committed to it. United States says Chinese jets exhibited what they called dangerous behavior when they intercepted a U.S. military plane in international airspace over the South China Sea this week. Beijing is disputing Washington's version of events, insisting that the jets operated responsibly in monitoring the U.S. plane. China is demanding that Washington immediately stop close surveillance flights along its coast, saying those pose a serious threat to Chinese airspace. Thousands of Venezuelans this week demonstrated in Caracas and other parts of the country calling for a referendum to oust the president, Nicolas Maduro. Amanda Scott is following the story.
Empty shelves fill the aisles at stores and pharmacies across Venezuela, while rolling power cuts and scheduled blackouts force shopping centers to scale back their hours. The economic crisis in Venezuela, which came as a result of falling oil prices and decades of financial mismanagement, culminated this week with President Maduro announcing a 60-day state of emergency. The decree has been rejected by the country's opposition. It took to the streets this week calling for a referendum to force his ouster. Last month, the opposition began the process of collecting some 4 million signatures needed to trigger the recall vote. On Wednesday, President Maduro predicted the demise of the opposition-led parliament weeks after threatening a constitutional amendment to cut short its 5-year term. Amanda Scott, VOA News, Washington.
Head of security for the state of Rio de Janeiro wants soldiers to start policing the city immediately, 2 months before the Rio Olympics get started. Security is one a long list of problems facing South America's first Olympics. They include the Zika virus, water pollution, steep budget cuts, a deep recession, and the impeachment of the president, Dilma Rousseff. Tourism officials estimating some 300,000 to 500,000 visitors will travel to Rio during the Olympics. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.